Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Just about ready to call it a half a week to go before we can call it the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it seem like this week has moved along much faster than previous? It seemed like the clock's just speeding along. I know we went through the clock change yesterday. Do you know the millisecond that we actually sped up?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like it's speeding up to you?
No, but yesterday there was one point where I thought it felt like Monday. So I guess that means that, yeah, I'm a bit behind the curve myself.
There you go. Okay, there we've solved that problem. Let's go ahead and tackle three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
There you are, getting on that bandwagon. Thank you very much. Here's your first story of the day. The Bay Center getting $10 million in upgrades. The potential improvements include an ice plant, sound and lighting systems, new fencing, paving the parking lot. Now, tomorrow, the Escambia County Board meets to approve the funding needed for the new ice plant and sign off on spending already set aside for the remainder of those projects.
And Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson calls the recent ICE move unacceptable. Immigration and Customs Enforcement trying to recruit Florida deputies. We've told you some about that. And that includes some of the local deputies trying to get them to quit their jobs and join the ICE effort. The Fed sent out job offers, including a $50,000 sign-on bonus.
All right, here's your third story. Tuesday night, the Century Town Council narrowed the list of candidates for a new town administrator, with the top five making the cut. Charles Anderson, Timothy Day, Brian Louise Underwood, Peter Cavalli, and Lisa Rouse. The council is going to select their next administrator. That will happen on August 19th. Well,
here's your top local stories this hour.
Took the words right out of your mouth.
There
local
you
headlines.
Absolutely.
Here. Starting things off with this, because Chris, you and I were just talking about this before we went live, and it's a pretty boiling hot issue. More than 1,000 parents and community members have signed an online petition demanding that the Santa Rosa County School District remove an assistant principal at Gulf Breeze Elementary after her son was allowed to participate in the senior walk at the school as he was being investigated for child porn. We've told you about Matthew McChesney's arrest earlier this week, facing 23 charges in relation to possessing and trading child sexual abuse material. Well, now the petition is demanding the removal of assistant principal Kim McChesney, and it has over 1,300 signatures. That's according to the P&J. Santa Rosa County School District reportedly plans to discuss the issue with parents one-on-one during meetings Friday and next Monday.
You know, when it's a hot topic, when I was at the Awful Waffle this morning having breakfast and half the place was talking about this news story.
Right.
You knew something was going on out there. One thing I can tell you, Sheriff Bob Johnson said there's a lot of pornography in Santa Rosa County.
Unfortunately, we get enough of this. It's sickening, the child porn that goes on, but it just seems for a county of our size, you know, 220,000 people, we have an awful lot of it here, and we make arrests pretty much every single day.
And Johnson said he could have 100 investigators working on those cases every day and keep them busy, but it still likely wouldn't put a dent in that problem. All right, it's 4:15. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got several spots of note, starting with I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We got some issues there. Also have some issues. This is going to be on 9th Avenue as you are traveling eastbound towards Langley. Be on the lookout for that. We've got some road closures in that area. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, it's 84 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 75 tonight with some slight chances of thunderstorms. Those are going to linger for the next several days heading into your weekend. Tomorrow's high going to be 90. Thursday is going to be 89.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, here's something to consider. The Atlantic Basin's active today. National Hurricane Center forecasters continuing to monitor Tropical Storm Dexter and a system off Florida's northeast coastline. As of today, that system was given a 40% chance of development over the next 7 days. NHC is tracking 3 tropical waves in total. Now, there is no tropical activity in the Gulf of America to report. And Florida Senator Rick Scott busy today. Actually, he was he joined law enforcement and emergency management officials over in Jacksonville to remind Floridians to stay prepared this hurricane season.
Senator Scott says, as we saw with recent storms Ian, Milton, Debbie, and Helene, the worst is yet to come this hurricane season.
What's happened the last few years is the storms have been water events, not wind events. So when they say it's a hurricane one, the wind might not be too bad. You might be going to say, I'm fine with that. But it says 9 foot of storm surge right at your house, you're going to die.
Senator Scott said, while the tropics are quiet now, get a plan and get prepared before supplies run out. Get things like an emergency kit, 7 days of food and water, and an evacuation plan. Karen Curtis, News Radio 610 WIOD.
And make sure you have your app set on News Radio 92.3 for all hurricane information this season.
Absolutely. And, you know, since you got us on the subject of Rick Scott here, he continues to call for a change at the Fed. Senator Scott said yesterday that Jay Powell has fumbled America's trust and mismanaged the Fed. He says Powell's mismanagement has created a cost of living crisis that left millions struggling to make ends meet and homeownership unaffordable. Scott writes on X that we need a Fed chair who will foster an economy that can fuel the American dream.
Well, something could have potentially been very devastating today. It happened down in West Palm Beach. A possible mass shooting at the international airport there was stopped by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. More from Fox's Dana Marie McNichol. She's this afternoon filing this report for us at Palm Beach International Airport in South Florida.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff, he tells us that this was a textbook see something, say something. Now, 41-year-old Michael Rodriguez, he was seen in a vehicle, a black car, outside of Palm Beach International Airport. It was there that airport staff alerted deputies. That is when they found out that the car outside parked was a rental. It was inside a secured employee-only parking zone. That's when they found a fully loaded assault rifle magazine in the glove compartment, multiple knives, as well as uncovered a fully loaded assault rifle.
And landline telephones are steadily disappearing in Florida, with a 28.9% drop in residential lines and a 19.8% decline in business lines reported last year. Once peaking at 12 million connections in 2001, only about 199,000 residential and 389,000 business lines remain. This decline is largely due to consumers shifting to wireless phones and voice over internet protocol technology, with nearly 26 million wireless customers in Florida as of last year.
Okay, here's something going on in Florida you need to know about. A member of Congress is being accused of threatening to expose private images of a former Miss United States. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
A report filed with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office in Florida, obtained by Fox News, reveals the former Miss United States 2024 and Republican State Committee woman has accused Congressman Corey Mills of threatening to release nude images of her since February. The report says the two had a romantic relationship. Ann Mills is also accused of threatening to harm any men she intended to date in the future. Mills' office in a statement says, quote, "These claims are false and misrepresent the nature of my interactions. I have always conducted myself with integrity, both personally and in service to Florida's 7th District." In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Wednesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a chance to share with you a really interesting plant tour that I did yesterday at Blue Wind Technologies. They make the nacelles, the big white boxes within which GE Vernova assembles the machine heads for the windmills here locally. Fascinating stuff that they do there, and fascinating potential for expansion. The absolute hilarity of people complaining about gerrymandering in Texas by fleeing to the even more gerrymandered districts of Illinois. Catch all of those podcasts on newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, I need to get you updated on the terrible thing that happened up in Fort Stewart today in Georgia. An Army sergeant has been arrested after allegedly shooting five fellow servicemen, Jessica Rosenthal, on the scene in Georgia.
Brigadier General John Lubas of the 3rd Infantry Division says Sergeant Cornelius Radford is in custody after shooting five fellow troops at his place of work. Lubas described the victims as his co-workers. The wounded soldiers were transported to Wynn Army Community Hospital. Three required surgery. Two were taken to a hospital in Savannah, Georgia.
I know that his soldiers in the area that witnessed the shooting immediately and without hesitation tackled the soldier, subdued him, that allowed law enforcement to then take him into custody.
The weapon used appears to be a handgun not issued by the military. General Lubas says Radford is in pretrial confinement awaiting a charging decision. The motive was not immediately clear. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are definitely watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks finishing higher, boosted by a batch of largely upbeat corporate earnings. Also lifting investor sentiment, rising expectations of a Fed rate cut come September. Investors are also monitoring developments on the global trade front. The president followed through on threats to punish India for buying Russian oil and placed an additional 25% tariff on the country. Apple stock rose 5%. The tech titan will be announcing a $100 billion U.S. manufacturing commitment. The Dow winners, Apple, Amazon, and McDonald's. The Dow declined. Kleiner's, Amgen, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 81 points, the Nasdaq higher by 253, S&P 500 up 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a smile on his face today because the weather looks not so bad and the traffic's looking not so bad either.
Yeah, it could be looking worse. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Yeah, a lot of the problems we're dealing with are just kind of our usual spots. I'm talking I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. The strangest spot, I would say, is going to be 9th Avenue. If you're traveling eastbound towards Langley, we did have some road closures in that area. That's near PSC. Be on the lookout for that. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Just going to surprise you. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Thursday's high is going to be 90. Fridays and Saturdays going to tick down to 89 as we got these rainfall chances lingering.
Lucky us, because if you live out west in, say, for instance, Southern California, triple-digit temps are expected to scorch the southwest this week, elevating those fire dangers. Christian Goodwin has more.
The National Weather Service issuing extreme heat warnings and advisories for parts of Southern California through Friday, including San Diego, Imperial, Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. Temperatures are expected to surpass 100 degrees in inland areas, seemingly peaking Thursday, with cities like Palm Springs and El Centro expected to hit 115 degrees. The heat stretching into parts of Arizona and Nevada. Forecasters say the hot, dry, and windy conditions are expected to bring fire weather concerns for portions of the Four Corners region into the central Great Basin and Rockies. Crews in central California continue to battle the massive Gifford fire that's ripped through roughly 84,000 acres and is 9% contained. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And we had President Trump making his announcement on a $100 billion manufacturing investment from Apple. A White House spokesperson says it's another win for the manufacturing industry and that it will simultaneously help reshore the production of critical components to protect America's economic and national security. Apple has now pledged $600 billion in investments following a February announcement sharing that the company would spend $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years, including building a new factory in Texas.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. While we're talking about President Trump, well, he could potentially meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Peter Ducey at the White House this afternoon with more.
In Moscow, Steve Witkoff was told by Vladimir Putin that Putin wants to meet at some point with Trump. Witkoff then relayed that message to the president, who is open to it, the possibility of a meeting as soon as next week, if the result of that meeting will be an end to the war in Ukraine. We know that President Trump was on a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky and some European leaders. He shared this with all of them. And I have a statement from Caroline Leavitt. It says, "Great progress was made during Special Envoy Witkoff's meeting with President Putin. The Russians expressed their desire to meet with President Trump, and the president is open to meeting with both President Putin and President Zelensky."
And today marks the 80th anniversary of the day World War II became the first and so far only nuclear war ever. The U.S. dropped a bomb nicknamed Little Boy on Hiroshima, Japan, annihilating the city and killing nearly 80,000 in an instant and later thousands more to injury and the cancer wrought by radioactive devastation. 3 days later, a second bomb, Fat Man, was dropped on Nagasaki, and within a week, Imperial Japan surrendered.
Okay, we're looking at two spots to house the detainees here in the state of Florida, of course, Alligator Alley, and then up here in the north end of the state. But now, here's another site we're going to be considering. DHS is announcing a new partnership with the state of Indiana to hold migrant detainees at a new facility up there just south of Indianapolis. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem saying in a statement, the newly dubbed Speedway Slammer is said to be an expansion and detention space by 1,000 beds and will be used to help remove the worst of the worst. Here's Todd Homan.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see larger facilities where we hold 4,000 or 5,000 people, and make that creates another efficiency. Have them one place, have an airline right there, a landing strip right there at the facility. That creates efficiencies, removes them quicker. We can move people in and out quicker.
And President Trump raising tariffs on India to 50%. The president announced on Wednesday that he plans to increase tariffs over its purchases of Russian oil, as a 25% reciprocal tariff is already set to take effect on Thursday. The White House argues that India's purchase of Russian oil is fueling Moscow's war efforts in Ukraine. However, India pushed back to the president's threats and said purchasing Russian oil was a necessity to keep costs stable.
You know, I'm glad we're getting kind of a reprieve from all of these hot temperatures. I mean, it's still hot, but the really blistering triple-digit hot.
Yeah, the crazy stuff.
Just remember, pets need protection this summer from the heat. Keep those pets off the hot asphalt. Give your pet plenty of water. And just make sure they're not stressing out. Coming up in 5, we'll talk some sports with you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. 5 soldiers being treated after a shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The gunman in custody, identified as an Army sergeant.
Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team. Sergeant Radford has not previously deployed to combat.
Brigadier General John Lubis, all victims are expected to recover. Triple-digit temperatures expected to scorch the southwestern U.S. this week, elevating wildfire danger.
The National Weather Service issuing extreme heat warnings and advisories for parts of Southern California through Friday, including San Diego, Imperial, Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. Temperatures are expected to surpass 100 degrees in inland areas, seemingly peaking Thursday, with cities like Palm Springs and El Centro expected to hit 115 degrees.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just 10 bucks. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Bay Center is getting $10 million in upgrades. The potential improvements include an ice plant, sound and lighting systems, new fencing, and paving the parking lot. Tomorrow, the board meets to approve the funding needed for the new ice plant and sign off on spending that's already set aside for the remainder of the projects.
Okay, here's the second story. You know, I got a feel for Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson on this story here. He's calling the recent ICE move unacceptable. And what we're talking about here, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is trying to recruit Florida deputies, including local deputies, to quit their jobs and join ICE. Jeez. Fed sent out the job offers, including a $50,000 sign-on bonus. Sheriff Johnson, needless to say, is not a very happy camper.
Because, I mean, I know that some of them are looking at it as like, okay, we helped you out. We gave you people to help out. Now you're trying to scalp them from us? Come on.
Stab us in the back.
Yeah, what are we doing here? And your third top story this afternoon. Tuesday night, the Century Town Council narrowed the list of candidates for a new town administrator, with the top five making the cut. Charles Anderson, Timothy Day, Brian Lewis Underwood, Peter Cavalli, and Lisa Ruse. The council will select their next administrator on August 19th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, coming up this Saturday, Florida Representative Michelle Saltzman, and I've always called her the hardest working darn lady in the political business. She's she really does take care of her area. She and community partners are giving away free backpacks filled with school-related items. This is during the District 1 food distribution and backpack giveaway. This will be over at Marcus Point Baptist Church on North W Street. Volunteers are needed. Now, remember, this is Wednesday. The event's Saturday. They could really need your help here. If you can help them out, here's the number to call. And if you're driving, you can't get to this, you can always text us here at 850-437-1620. We'll be able to give you that information. But here's the number to call, 850-324-2744. The goal is to benefit at least 300 local families. Supplies will be given out on a first-come and first-served basis.
All right. And an infant was flown to the hospital earlier today after being bitten by the family dog. It happened around 9:45 a.m. in the 6200 block of West 9 Mile Road. Escambia County EMS responded and provided care on scene until Life Flight arrived and transported the infant to a local hospital. Escambia County Animal Welfare officers also responded following their standard procedure for dog bite incidents, which includes taking possession of the dog for rabies observation before determining next steps.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And the Red Sox have won 7 in a row. Boston is buzzing. 6-2 the final.
On New England Sports Network, Nesson, Red Sox starting pitcher Garrett Crochet won his 9th consecutive decision. He's 13-4. Red Sox over the Royals 6-2. Boston unable to gain ground in the AL East. Division-leading Toronto beat Colorado 10-4. The Yankees lost 2-0 to the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi improved to 10-3. Aaron Judge returned from the 10-day injured list. Major League batting leader went 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Judge's average lowered from 342 to 339. The best team in the major leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers, won their 5th game in a row, beat the Braves in Atlanta 7-2. Combined with the Cubs, 5-1 loss to the Reds, Milwaukee increased its lead atop the NL Central to 4 games over Chicago. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta improved to 13-5. The Phillies opened a 2.5-game lead over the Mets atop the NL East. The Phillies shut out the Orioles 5-0 for their 3rd win in a row. The Mets lost 3-2 to the Guardians. New York has dropped 7 of its last 8 games. Eugenio Suarez hit his first home run back in a Mariners uniform, his 37th of the season. Seattle scored an 8-3 win over the White Sox. The Mariners still 3 games behind the Astros in the AL West. Houston beat Miami 7-3. Max Muncy and Teoscar Hernandez each at 2 home runs for the Dodgers in a 12-6 win over the Cardinals. Los Angeles still leads San Diego by 3 games for the NL West lead. Padres beat the Diamondbacks in 11 innings, 10-5. Giants starting pitcher Logan Webb struck out 10 in an 8-1 win over the Pirates. Athletics catcher Shea Langeliers hit 3 home runs in a 16-7 bashing of the Nationals. Major broadcast news. The NFL will own a 10% stake in ESPN, which in a non-binding agreement acquires the NFL Network and NFL Fantasy and the rights to distribute the NFL Red Zone channel. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And this is unfortunate. The WNBA is dealing with more incidents. That's right. This has happened before. Involving sex toys being thrown at games. The latest incident of one of the objects making it onto the court happened Tuesday during the game between the Indiana Fever and Sparks in Los Angeles. The object landed near the feet of Fever star Sophie Cunningham, who had previously asked fans in a social media post to stop throwing them because it would end up hurting a player. A sex toy was also thrown during last night's game between the Connecticut Sun and Phoenix Mercury, but it did not reach the court. The first incident happened July 29th in Atlanta, followed by another in Chicago on Friday.
Okay, MLB welcoming its first female umpire in regular season's games. This is great. I think this is about time. Joe Morgan has a story.
Jen Powell will become the first woman to be an umpire in a regular season game when she works games this weekend between the Marlins and the Braves. On Saturday, Powell will work the bases during a doubleheader before being behind the plate on Sunday. In 2024, Powell became the first woman to umpire big league spring training games since 2007 and began her pro career in rookie ball in 2016. She played softball at Hofstra, where she was a 3-time all-conference pick, and Powell was also on the USA Baseball Women's National Baseball Team in 2001. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, there's a lot of people when it comes to women's involvement in men's sports. There's a lot of sexism out there. People thinking that women don't belong and stuff. But let me tell you something, and I only say this partially jokingly. Baseball umpires get a horrible reputation for making terrible calls. So I'm sure baseball fans are elated that they're bringing in someone different.
And we all know that women's eyes are much better than men's anyway.
Yeah. Men are stupid.
Much better.
Men are stupid like that.
Okay. Well, it's something you got to think about. My golly, 2028 isn't that far away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring that up, President Trump sets up a new task force to help provide federal support for the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The task force will mobilize the full federal government, President Trump says, to ensure the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles are safe, seamless, and historically successful.
America is a nation of champions, and in July 2028, we'll show the world what America does best, and that's when we're winning like we have never won before.
The president says the Olympics in 2028 caps off a string of high-profile events, including the 2026 FIFA World Cup, co-hosted by the U.S. 2028 will mark the third time Los Angeles hosts the Summer Olympics and the first time the Olympics are in the U.S. since the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bart Winkler with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. In their last 60 games, the Milwaukee Brewers have gone 44-16, their best clip in that amount of time ever. This is a team that capitalizes on your mistakes, forcing your team to play a full game of baseball mentally and physically. The Brewers are not a fluke. Regular season success for them will continue. They'll blow it in the playoffs like they always do, but the Brewers right now are not a fluke. I'm Bart Winkler.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Well, too much screen time is what we're talking about. It's not healthy for kids. This is something I think we've realized before. CJ Pava has more from a new study just released just a few hours ago.
More than 1,000 people took part in two Danish studies. The results published in the Journal of the American Heart Association found 10 to 18-year-olds who spend more time focused on devices, including phones, televisions, computers, and gaming consoles, were at higher risk for diseases including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and insulin resistance. Every extra hour of screen time boosted the patient's overall risk. 18-year-olds involved in the study spent about 6 hours a day on devices, while 10-year-olds averaged 3 hours a day. And all that time takes a toll on sleep, with both less sleep and later bedtimes magnifying the relationship between screen time and heart health risks. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I am so glad CJ brought up the whole sleep thing there, because a new Chinese study links poor sleep to more than 170 diseases, including diabetes, dementia, and Parkinson's. It was conducted out of China's Army Medical University and analyzed the data of more than 88,000 adults in the UK biobank. Sleep deprivation, poor sleep patterns, and inadequate sleep duration also increased the risk of hypertension, acute kidney failure, cirrhosis, and even gangrene.
You know, I want to know if in that study they talk about Parkinson's. I want how much was actually applied to not being able to sleep because of tremors. A lot of Parkinson's patients suffer from tremors, which prevents them from getting an adequate evening sleep.
Right.
I'm just wondering how much that was dealt in there. Hey, Lisa Brady's in. She has tips on how to keep yourself hydrated this summer in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. It's summer, and yes, it's hot. But one way to make sure you're staying safe is to stay properly hydrated. The Mayo Clinic says dehydration happens when the body uses or loses more fluid than it takes in. Drinking more fluids can help improve or fix mild to moderate dehydration. But if it's severe, medical attention could be needed right away. The National Institutes of Health says the key to preventing dehydration is to get fluids, drink enough water every day, avoid drinks that have sugar and caffeine, and drink extra fluid when the weather is hot, especially if you're going to be exercising or working outside. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, you can get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for an extra 5% off. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, your worst congestion is going to be, well, in a couple of spots. We got some backups on 9th Avenue if you are going to be traveling eastbound towards Langley. And on Tippin Avenue, if you're traveling northbound towards Langley, we do have some road closures in those areas, so be on the lookout for that. That's going to last for a little bit. Also got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight. Thursday and Friday, going to see the highs lingering at around 90, 89 degrees as these rainfall chances linger.
Okay, in the area of Tippin and Langley is being backed up and really hard to maneuver. Northbound, of course, Tippin is closed. Southbound's okay. But the reason for that is Hangar 3 over at Pensacola International. ST Engineering is, that. I don't know if you've seen it or not, that hangar is a monster. Mm. And it's right there on your face. It surprised me one day. I went, where did that come from? Okay, talking about the weather, not so bad here. Rain continues to drench much of the U.S. while the Southwest is cooking under extreme heat. Janice Dean is with us today with the forecast.
The Southeast and Mid-Atlantic continue to see rain and the risk for flooding the next few days. We've got strong to severe thunderstorms possible over sections of the northern plains through Thursday. Extreme heat alerts ongoing for the southeastern California area and the southwest, with air quality advisories up as many wildfires burn, with smoke compromising some of the cities in and around the fires across the west. There's also smoke moving into the Midwest and Northeast from wildfires in Canada the next few days, so folks should stay informed of that ongoing situation. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
New data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows a dramatic increase in people who are seriously late with their student loan payments. Here's Jerry Willis. She's got more for us.
In just 3 months, the percentage of student loans that are more than 90 days overdue jumped from 8% at the end of March to 12.9% at the end of June. An explosion in seriously late payments. Now, this spike came after the Trump administration restarted collections on defaulted student loans in May, ending a five-year pandemic-era pause. Borrowers owe a total of, get this, $1.64 trillion on student loans. Credit reporting agency TransUnion reported earlier this summer that 2 million student loan borrowers were at risk of having their wages garnished this summer because of late payments.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling on the FTC and DOJ to consider blocking Dick's Sporting Goods' proposed acquisition of Foot Locker. The missive from the Massachusetts legislator reports the merger could cut jobs, raise prices, and even reduce competition. Disney reported results for its third quarter, posting earnings that topped expectations, but revenue was off the mark. Net income for the quarter was $5.26 billion. Shares of Hinge Health popped 6% after the digital physical therapy company reported quarterly results that beat analyst estimates for revenue. Hinge says it expects to report revenue between $141 and $143 million. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.1 to 1.2%. Crude oil futures for September are above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 449 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate it. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff is under federal criminal investigation for alleged mortgage fraud violations. Here's Sue Guzman.
A Trump administration source telling Fox News the investigation is being conducted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland. Schiff's accused of falsifying bank documents in 2011, claiming a property in Montgomery County, Maryland, is his primary residence in order to get a better loan rate. He also allegedly stated a condo in Burbank, California, is his primary residence. Schiff maintains his innocence, claiming he's being targeted by the Trump administration. As chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff led the charge to impeach Trump. Last month, the president said Schiff should be brought to justice for the alleged mortgage fraud. Sue Gussman, Fox News.
And Apple stock rose in pre-market trading following a suggestion that the tech giant may soon announce a new factory in the U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett on Tuesday said that he was expecting official word from Apple at any time. If that pans out, it would mark a significant investment by Apple at a time when the administration is looking to dramatically boost domestic manufacturing. We were talking something about that earlier this hour.
Yeah, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, just a few minutes ago, right here, confirming. Ready? 100. $100 billion.
Pretty penny.
Whew. A lot of bucks. Hey, listen, they talked about this in the sports segment, but they really didn't dive into it a lot in terms of covering the business angle. We're talking about the NFL, WWE signing a huge broadcasting deal with ESPN. Yeah. Jerod Max is all over this story today.
The Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, ESPN, is adding more entertainment and sports. While the most popular sports league in the United States is getting a piece of the broadcast pie, the NFL will acquire a 10% stake in ESPN as part of a non-binding agreement that will see ESPN acquire NFL Network. As well, ESPN will gain distribution rights at the NFL's Red Zone channel, which will still be owned and operated by the league. ESPN will become the NFL's official fantasy football league. Some games licensed to air on ESPN will shift to NFL Network. The league will retain its website, NFL.com. World Wrestling Entertainment has a 5-year deal to start in 2026 for ESPN to gain rights to all premier WWE events, including WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, and SummerSlam. Jerod Max, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
When I see the price of you, babe, I don't want to grow up. I don't ever want to be that way, and I don't want to grow up. Seems that folks are
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
The only thing to live for is today. I'm gonna put a hold in my TV set. I don't want to grow up. Open up the medicine chest. I don't want to have to shout it out.
4:55, heads up, Pensacola. That's not Elvis Costello, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay. Who is it?
The Ramones.
Okay. A couple of good old New York guys there. All right, Austin Price, with all the weather and all the traffic and all the music knowledge you'll ever need coming at you right now on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I got a little bit of everything here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. One of the main issues we've been trying to keep you aware of is we've got some congestion on both 9th Avenue and Tippin Avenue as you head northbound towards Langley. There are some road closures in that area. Also have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's very backed up, worse than usual this time. And last but not least, on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. Got some issues there as well. As for your weather, it's 84 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Slight rainfall chances this evening that are going to bleed into your next several days, into your weekend. But we're going to see the highs be rather tame as a result, sitting at around 90 and then 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, classic guitar, once played by two members of the Rolling Stones, is at the center of a dispute with a New York City museum. We're talking about Mick Taylor's guitar here, by the way. Here's Lisa Lacera.
The 1959 Gibson Les Paul was used by former Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor and current guitarist Keith Richards during the recording of the 1972 album Exile on Main Street. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art says the guitar was donated to the museum as part of a gift from billionaire Dirk Ziff. Taylor claims the guitar was stolen during the recording sessions. The Met says the guitar was owned by Richards until 1971 and was sold several times since then. The Met says it has not been contacted by Taylor or his representatives. Taylor's partner and manager says the Met should make the guitar available for inspection. In New York City, Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
All right, and since we're talking about rockers here, former White Stripes frontman Jack White celebrating the finish of his latest tour, and it has nothing to do with music. He posted on Instagram that he and two friends completed their longtime mission of seeing a baseball game in every MLB stadium. The Instagram post shows him at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, which was his final stop. Lucky.
You're right. Some ads have been banned because of how their models look. We're seeing a lot of this nowadays, aren't we? Kind of questionable models and what's there, what's not there.
At least in the court of public opinion,
the thing is, what's there and what's not there.
Right.
That's how folks are looking at this. Here's Lily Wu. She's got more on the story.
Fashion brand Zara seeing some of its advertisements banned in the UK by the Advertising Standards Authority, which deemed the images socially irresponsible after complaints they depict what appears to be unhealthily thin models. The ASA saying shadows and the hairstyle made one model appear gaunt. Another one appeared to have protruding collarbones. Zara's removed the ads and said both models in question had medical certification proving they were in good health when the pictures were taken. Ads from two other retailers have also run afoul of the watchdog group, Marks and Spencer and Next. Critics of the bands questioning why ads featuring unhealthily overweight models don't come under scrutiny. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yeah, there is such a thing as too skinny. Brooke Hogan says she did not attend her father's funeral on Tuesday because he didn't want one. Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, died on July 24th, of course, we know this. However, Brooke Hogan was absent from the gathering and opted to celebrate her father's life with her husband and newborn twins at the beach. Hogan took to Instagram and wrote, "I had to make my own decision to honor him the best and most genuine way I knew how, privately. The way that made me feel the closest to him."
And I think she's absolutely correct in certain areas there because paparazzi would have been all over that young lady. Mm. Really would have been. Hey, the Harry Potter series gets a new audiobook edition. Michelle Polino has the story on that.
A new audio production of the Harry Potter novel is on the way, complete with an all-star lineup titled Harry Potter, the Full Cast Audio Editions. The series reimagines J.K. Rowling's 7 books with immersive Dolby Atmos sound, original music, and real-world effects, marking the first major audiobook update in over 25 years.
The truth. It is a beautiful and terrible thing.
Frankie Treadway, Max Lester, and Arabella Stanton voice Harry, Ron, and Hermione in the first 3 books. The cast also features Hugh Laurie as Dumbledore, Matthew McFadden as Voldemort, Riz Ahmed as Snape, and Michelle Gomez as Professor McGonagall. The series kicks off November 4th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Floridians love their pets. The most pet-friendly city was Scottsdale, Arizona. But coming in second, Tampa. Orlando, number 7. St. Pete just missed the top 10 at 11. Miami was 36. Hialeah and Jacksonville, numbers 46 and 47. We love our pets in this state. Absolutely do. Okay, coming up in less than 12, more information. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.